With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A Sheboygan County couple wants to make sure people living in and visiting the Rhinelander area can access the natural beauty. They've started an endowment fund with the Rhinelander Community Foundation aimed at non-motorized activities. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
When Terry and Stan Stroop bought an unfinished cabin in the Rhinelander area in the winter of 1992, they didn't know the lake it was on was non-motorized.
We weren't sure that that was a good thing.
In fact, a good thing from, value and what have you, but it was a tremendous thing because it exposed us to the beauty of the quietness of the Northwoods, and we kind of hit a home run in that respect.
The cabin has become their home away from home that they've been able to share with friends and family.
They really are able to have that experience that a lot of people can't, of, casting off the pier, and, it's silent, and you can hear the birds, and you can hear, you can see a fish jump and all that.
The Stroops want as many people as possible to have experiences like that. They worked with the Rhinelander Community Foundation to start the Natural Wonder Fund, an endowed fund to promote non-motorized outdoor experiences throughout the greater Rhinelander area.
More and more we're seeing that there's mental health benefits from just being in nature. And if you facilitate that for people and in a way where they don't have to pay at all to experience it, the chances increase that they will experience it, enjoy it, come back to it, and
protect it.
The Stroops worked with the Rhinelander Community Foundation for several years to set up this fund. Organizations can apply for funds for a variety of outdoor activity projects. They do have to be non-motorized related. The Community Foundation is also accepting donations for the fund. You can learn more about it on the Rhinelander Community Foundation website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A woman suffered life-threatening burns and another was severely injured in a fire in Marathon County. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office reports that just after midnight Tuesday morning, a 911 call reported a fire on Kirkwood Street in the village of Antley. Emergency workers found an injured 67-year-old woman outside the single-family residence, who told them a 57-year-old woman was still inside. Deputies and firefighters were able to get the badly burned woman out. The 67-year-old woman who was outside was taken to the University of Wisconsin for further medical care. The fire remains under investigation. A boy on a bicycle was killed after being hit in Florence County. The Florence County Sheriff's Office got a call at 6:16 Monday evening reporting a vehicle had hit a power pole on County Highway N in the town of Aurora. When emergency workers got there, they found the vehicle had struck both a power pole and a 12-year-old boy on a bicycle. The 12-year-old was pronounced dead at a hospital. The 16-year-old driver and a passenger were not hurt. Speed, inexperience of the driver, and operating while impaired were all suspected factors in the crash. Bryce County will need a new district attorney. Governor Tony Evers has announced he is seeking applicants for the position. Current district attorney Matthew McElroy is resigning effective June 7th. The new Bryce County DA will serve the rest of a term that ends in January of 2029. The application is available on the Apply to Serve page of Governor Evers' website. A federal judge in Iowa ruled against a landholding company that sought to dismantle a longstanding wetlands law called Swamp Buster. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Under Swamp Buster, the U.S. Department of Agriculture can withhold subsidies like crop insurance and disaster payments from farmers who clear, drain, or convert designated wetlands. A federal judge in the Northern District of Iowa dismissed CTM Holdings' claims that the conservation provision is unconstitutional. Several environmental and sustainable agriculture groups intervening in the case called the ruling a victory for wetlands, habitat, and water quality throughout the U.S. Danny Riplogle is a staff attorney with Food and Water Watch.
It's really a program that benefits farmers and benefits the environment so that we can keep having sustainable farming going forward for generations.
Liberty Justice Center, one of the law firms representing CTM Holdings, says it will appeal to the Eighth Circuit. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The Wisconsin DNR is renewing its call for information on an illegal killing of a bull elk in Jackson County. The DNR responded to a report of a dead elk on March 18th. It was found off East Snow Creek Road north of Black River Falls. The DNR determined the bull died from a gunshot wound. The bull was one of the last remaining elk originally brought from Kentucky in 2016 and has served as one of the primary breeding bulls for the central elk herd. The DNR asked the public to share any information, no matter how small it may seem, with the DNR's confidential violation hotline online or by calling 1-800-847-9367. Another DMV-related scam is making the rounds. This time, people are getting text messages telling them this is the final notice of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. They claim to be the Wisconsin DMV and try to get people to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. On Monday, the DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin in late March into early April. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation stresses these are not from the DOT or the DMV. It's encouraging people to be suspicious of demands for money and tells them not to share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you're the victim of a scam, DOT says you should consider filing a police report with local law enforcement and reporting it to the FTC. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.